Restorative yoga is all about slowing down and opening your body through passive stretching, allowing your muscles to relax deeply. Props, rather than your muscles, are used to support your body, and practitioners call it an excellent antidote for stress. Cypress Burkle and Suzanne Saberin are two practitioners here in Chattanooga who together have created a new class called Healing Touch Restorative Yoga. It combines restorative yoga with other healing practices, including shiatsu massage, meditation, and aromatherapy, just to name a few. As they told me, the class helps people find balance in their own body through relaxation, slowing the mind, and calming the nervous system. Cypress, Suzanne, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Yes, thank you for having us.
So you two are collaborating on this class. Tell us more about it.
We are combining restorative yoga with gentle touch massage therapy. So within this class, you will be enjoying four different restorative poses while I work on you within each of those four poses.
How did you two decide to develop this?
I started massaging at High Point Climbing Gym downtown over a year ago, and it had always been a dream of mine to combine yoga with massage. I came in guns a-blazin' and just asked if I could meet all of the yoga teachers at High Point, and I got the opportunity, and I just got up and said, hey, anybody want to collaborate with me and try doing massage and yoga together? And Suzanne's the one that stood up and said, let's do it.
And I really enjoy collaborating with other healers in the industry that I work in, whether it's specifically yoga or other modalities, because as a yoga teacher, first and foremost, I am still a student and I'm always learning. And this provides me more tools in my box to be able to help my students and then at the same time just increase an offering out into our community. A lot of this class is about sitting within and understanding we all have this innate ability to heal ourselves, and having a touch or a word or something that resonates to help us hear that again or feel that again and settle into that space versus looking outwardly to fix, which generally
comes from the inside.
Yeah. The more we look outside of ourselves, the less we find long-term will provide us with that healing.
How did you decide on this combination of approaches?
It's kind of a natural combination with the style of massage that I do and the different techniques that I use. The space of restorative yoga and the poses that we create together just go naturally. And it's really great to just work on all these folks and watch them just melt into their mat.
Relax. That's our natural state, is to try to find this homeostasis, this balance to restore ourselves to health. And so much now is about the extreme to the nth degree, pushing, maybe pulling, and moving outwardly versus inwardly, knowing that it's not a force that's going to help us. It's a power within. And how do we regenerate that and come back into that space? That's why it appealed to me to work with Cypress, because she doesn't use forceful techniques and she works with the natural rhythms of the body subtly. And it helps people, it gives them that tool to find that space. I will speak using certain words or visualizations to also help.
To help get into that parasympathetic state a little quicker. The parasympathetic state of our nervous system is the rest and digest. It is the time where our body actually gets to heal itself. And the lifestyles that we all lead these days are just very go, 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 and we're in that sympathetic state. And it can be really hard for folks to relax sometimes. So by combining something that's a little bit more familiar, like yoga, with some of the more unique, very gentle touch massage styles that I have, ends up being this great combination so we can get people into that parasympathetic state.
I also want to add one more thing. What's unique about this class? We are developing these poses and also essential oils we'll use in the class. Normally, I don't use this in classes in public spaces because another class might follow, and you might have this aroma in a room that people might not be prepared for if they were to walk in a class. So this class, we do specify that we'll use oils. But both the poses and the oils are created working with the energetics that are happening in the universe. And there is a great, great story called the Bhagavad Gita. It's a great Hindu epic. And one of the things that it talks about in trying to concentrate the mind is to use different vibhutis, is what they're called, meditation techniques or focuses. And one of them is when thinking about the asterisms, not the sun, that's a luminary, but asterisms, like let's say the moon or a planet or an asteroid. The greatest one that has the most impact on us is the moon. It's the closest to us. It moves the ocean. So, of course, it's going to affect us. And so these classes are created under the energetics or within the energetics of the moon, because that's what's affecting us in this day. And though it changes every 2.5 days, it changes an astrological sign. And each sign corresponds to a chakra, which is an energetic center in our body. So we're actually working with the universal energetics in this class that we're creating. This isn't just, oh, this looks and feels good. We're bathed in the same vibration to bring us into this homeostasis and restore ourselves.
You have other classes all about the how-to, but not in the philosophy, and you have other classes steeped in the philosophy, and they shortchange the how-to. From what you're telling me, it sounds like they're all of a piece.
Absolutely. And I think that comes from my background. I come from a science background, and I have a graduate degree in biomedical sciences, specifically neurology. Worked for many years in the pharmaceutical industry doing research and then moving into sales and other things. But really getting deeper into the science of how the brain works led me into yoga and further into the philosophy of yoga. So I'm very interested in the science and the how-to, especially energetics. You know, I worked when I was in even the neuroscience, in the physio, electrochemistry of the neuron and things like that, and channels and neurotransmitters, but then expanding it into this philosophical arena, into yoga, and they just mesh. And what's so astounding is that when you get into the Vedic literature and these philosophies, they did not have the tools that we had, but yet...
Because this was centuries ago.
Right.
Thousands and thousands of years ago. We're talking 4,000 to 5,000 years ago. And they knew. It's all there.
And one of the things I really enjoy about our collaboration is we both have a science background. And when we talk about kind of like philosophy and feeling versus action, all of the gentle touch therapies I do are very scientifically based and proven. But to really do them well, you have to meet each person's body where it's at. And so the whole idea behind what I do is just kind of helping the body along wherever it needs it. So this is also not cookie cutter. I'm not going to be doing the same exact thing on each person. You know, we pick the positions and the different areas of the body that we work on due to the lunar cycles and everything, but each person's body is different. So I'm not coming in and just like, I'm going to do the same thing on everybody. It's let me gently see how you're doing, and then I can help wherever is easiest and best.
And you're working with a person's energy, meeting the person where you're at, as you said. I want to circle back to something you said earlier, Suzanne, just to make it even more clear for the audience. When we talk about energetics, what do we mean by that?
What is the smallest subatomic particle? Protons, neutrons, and electrons. Everything is based on that. That's all we are. We're just atoms, neutrons, and electrons bouncing around. Some of it vibrates closer, and then it's tangible. We can touch it. It's our body. It's this microphone. Less tangible would be the air, gas, not vibrating quite as much. So when we look at within the body, within the universe, what's attracted, what's not, nothing happens by accident, whether we consciously drew it in or not, or we're attracted to it or not, and moving
Our cells are in a general state of movement at all times. And although we don't realize it, this movement affects everything around us. And I was recently taking this class, and we were just working on like the little joints between our vertebra. And what we talked about was the fact that a lot of spinal fusions fail because there's all these micro movements between each one of our little cells all the way up into our bones. So the energy that we're talking about really comes from within, really starts on a cellular level and then moves outward. And so it sounds like airy, fairy, weird, but our cells are polarized, therefore we can feel the magnetic nature of them. Therefore, when you practice a lot, you can feel this within people. It really is just practicing, and that's how you can feel people's energy.
And it also explains the design of the class, because intention is everything. That's the spark of an energetic to action. So how we design the classes, working on the students, so on and so forth, getting maybe inertia to move or to slow down something that's pushing too much, things like that.
And intention drives designing the class, and intention drives teaching the class, and attention drives participating in the class. And with that, where can people go for more information?
The classes, events that I don't regularly teach, but like a special class like this, are on my website at www.lalunaalchemy.com. So La, L-A, and then Luna, L-U-N-A, Alchemy, A-L-C-H-E-M-Y.
Our registration link is up on lalunaalchemy.com. I recently opened my office at the incubator, and we are really excited to start doing monthly classes there. We also offer it the first Fridays of every month at High Point Climbing Gym, the downtown location. We are so happy. We are on month 8 coming in December of working there. And when we talk about people that are just like pushing, 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 the fact that we've had such a great response from the climbing community is awesome. So if you're ever worried that, oh, it might be a little too airy-fairy for me, it's totally great. All the climbers here love it, so come join us and just try it out.
Well, they do know something about energy, don't they?
That's for sure.
All right. Cypress, Suzanne, thanks so much and all the best.
Thank you.
Very much.